This is Catherine Cruz broadcasting live from Maui on this Aloha Friday. Pacific Biodiesel Sunflower Farm has been a colorful addition, I should say, to the Valley Isles landscape. It's been years of trial and error, not just here on Maui, but on Oahu and the Big Island. Kelly King sits on the county council and had to recuse herself on a recent vote on a proposed tax on biodiesel that would have impacted her family's business. I spent some time out in the field and at Pacific Biodiesel's offices to better understand the ups and downs of flower power. I'm walking through a sunflower field here in central Maui, which has just been harvested. I recall doing the same thing in a field on Oahu's North Shore. That was 7 years ago. It was Pacific Biodiesel's first test crop. And back then, the birds were an issue.
Well, we've actually found that even despite the bird, what we call the bird tax, that we're getting a higher yield than the seed company actually predicted. But I think the wind helps some because it's hard for birds to sit on the rim of a flower and peck at the seeds when the wind's blowing 10 miles an hour. And we've actually seen them vacate and go sit in the lee of the container we have out there that's basically our office. And so we know that's affecting them. Sunflowers actually like wind because it strengthens their stalks. And so we found that to be advantageous, which was something that we had experienced to some extent on the Big Island. But, you know, it was going from Oahu to the Big Island and then to Maui, we learned a lot about the conditions that we're looking for. And then we've kind of wrapped up a lot of that, inputs and weather conditions, how much water it needs and when it needs it by the time we got to Maui. But we still were surprised to learn that we could have that many birds out there and still get a much higher yield by, you know, a good 20% higher yield than what was predicted originally by the seed company that sold those, their highest yield that they've ever seen.
And you had mentioned that your husband was concerned because he was worried because there were a lot of birds out in the field, but your yield was actually pretty good this time.
That's right. And, you know, I was not so much worried about, I know that from my early days of 15 years ago when I first started talking about field crops in Hawaii, and people laughed at me because land was so expensive and oil was so cheap back then. But I knew we had to get, it had to be a balance of different products we had to pull off. You can't grow something just for fuel. That never works because fuel's too cheap in this country. I mean, you look at Europe where they're charging $10 a gallon and you realize why people are still addicted to oil over here. But the inputs that we figured out that we need to do will bear the what we call the bird tax. And in the early days of this, when I was talking to people in France and Spain, I mean, if you've been over there, you see acres and acres, hundreds of thousands of acres of sunflower. And when I talked to them in the early days, they said, I asked them what they did about the birds, and they said, you give it up. You know, that's the bird tax, and you build it into your economics. You know you're going to lose maybe 5%. But there's nothing you can do about it because, you know, unless you want to sit out there shooting on birds all day. And so it was a lot less of a concern to me, having done that early research, than it was to a lot of people who were naysayers about it, you know, saying, well, the birds are going to take all your crop.
And so you've got, close to 100 acres in production now, and then you have plans, you've got new products that you're trying to develop.
Yes, we actually just launched a retail line called Kuleana Beauty Oils, and these are a line of oil-based cleansers and oil-based moisturizers, and macadamia nut oil is a large part of that because there's so much waste macadamia nuts on the Big Island. We put that into our line, and then we started getting a lot of inquiries on the Big Island from farmers who had a lot of agricultural waste. So now we're crushing avocados, so we have avocado oil, we have green coffee oil. We're doing kukui and coconut over there as well. And we've got mixtures of these different oils for these lines that are very exotic, very purposeful for anti-aging and anti-wrinkle, and some of them are rejuvenating. It's been really exciting for me to get into this end of it because, you know, I didn't suddenly one day in my youth go, I want to be involved in renewable fuel. It was really like my husband's brainstorm that I've been supporting. And so to get into this other line that actually is going to be necessary to support the fuel side is fun, too, for me, because right. Because it's so effective, and people try it and they love it.
And you mentioned that you're in talks with folks in China about potentially using some of those oils in their products?
Yes, we went to the one of the largest cosmetic trade shows in Asia in January. It's the Cosmetech Cosmetokyo show. And then we hooked up with this one, the Chinese company that makes like 250,000 lipsticks a day, and they have started testing out our oils in there as a base for their lipsticks. And then we also made a couple contacts with a couple different levels of people in Shiseido. Shiseido is looking at creating a natural line of cosmetics, and they don't have any natural ingredients. So they're very interested, and of course everybody in Japan loves Hawaii products, so it kind of fits in perfectly with their goals. So that's what I think it's going to take to give us that economic base, so that we can move forward with the agriculture on the scale that we want, what we would need to if we're going to build a refinery on Maui and provide the level of jobs. And we can displace all the on-road diesel fuel on Maui with biodiesel if we were able to do 10 to 15,000 acres of fuel crops.
Okay, but you're at a critical point with the business because everything that you're doing here is funded by you folks. In previous test plots, you had federal support.
Right, that's exactly right. We had some grant money. It was actually federal appropriation money based on the need for energy security. I mean, there's a huge recognition in the military here that if something happens to our ports, we're going to be, out of luck here with the fuel because all of our fuel gets imported. So there's a huge military interest in that. But when that funding ran out, was right about the time that HCNS announced they were going out of business. So we made that critical decision. Do we want to, we're looking for more funding from the military, do we want to just go into some farming self-funded with what we know now? And we decided to make that plunge, until we got hit with this proposal for this egregious tax on biodiesel.
Right. And that tax, 23 cents, that would have made it the highest in the state.
Yeah, it might even be the highest in the nation for biodiesel. So my proposal was to add a half cent tax to petroleum, which no one would even know was there. Would bring a half a penny on petroleum would bring over $360,000 into the county, whereas the 23 cents on biodiesel, they'd be lucky if they got $50,000. The point is that you want to tax the problem, not the solution.
One plus for you folks is that you're not using water to irrigate your fields.
That's right. That's a big plus on the fuel production side, the agriculture side. But the probably the bigger plus is the fact that we're getting pretty much all of the used cooking oil in the state of Hawaii is staying out of the landfill, out of the wastewater treatment systems, and going into renewable fuel. We've never been given credit for the amount of savings that's been, especially for Maui County since we started here. But when we first started collecting the grease trap, we went from the cooking oil, and they asked us, can you collect the grease trap as well and keep that out of the landfill? When we first started doing that, they went from an average of something like 8 spills a month, 8 wastewater treatment spills, and I don't know what the cost of cleaning those up, but it's got to be at least a few thousand, to almost zero. Every once in a while they'd have a spill, but it was 0 to 1 a month.
Okay, well, thanks for sitting down with us.
Thank you very much. It was really interesting talking to you folks, and I appreciate when people outside of Maui come and understand what we're doing with the sunflowers.
That was County Councilmember Kelly King, whose family's company, Pacific Biodiesel, is trying to strike the right balance in its green business. Coming to you from Maui, this is Catherine Cruz. Now back to Chris in the studio.